Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tens of millions of people are facing air quality warnings in the Northeast, in the Great Lakes, even the Carolinas. In New York City, public schools are not holding outdoor activities. The cause is wildfires up in Canada. So, what are the health risks, and how can people protect themselves? We have on the line Dr. Neelu Tummala, ear, nose, and throat physician at the George Washington University, and she co-directs the Climate and Health Institute there. Dr. Tummala, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
You and I are down in the D.C. area. It has been hazy here early this morning. I saw the sun was red and muted. What are the most important ways this is impacting people's health?
Right. I've been getting so many messages from colleagues, from friends, from patients about what could be happening to their health and how to protect themselves. And so one of the biggest concerns with this code red, which is an unhealthy level of air pollution, what this means is that everyone may experience health impacts and should limit their outdoor activity. And so a lot of times when we think about unhealthy levels of air pollution, we're most concerned about babies and children, young adults, elderly individuals, pregnant women, and those with underlying heart and lung conditions. But with this level, with this code red, everyone may experience some concerns to their breathing. And so some of the impacts people may be having is just when they're outdoors, they could feel the impacts of air pollution on their eyes, so itchy eyes. But the bigger concern is how it impacts their breathing. So people may be experiencing some shortness of breath. Activities that they are normally able to do easily may require increased effort. They may feel out of breath quicker. And again, anyone with underlying heart and lung conditions, especially asthma, are at higher risk of having an asthma exacerbation or worsening asthma attack than they normally would have with this higher level of air pollution.
What do you suggest people do or not do to reduce this health impact?
So one of the things you had mentioned was that in New York, schools are limiting outdoor activities. So that's one of the main things that can be done today is limiting activities outdoor. When driving, try to keep the windows closed. You can also set up a portable air cleaner in your home or an air filter. And then one of the things, because we are encouraging everyone to stay indoors more today, is try to limit activities that are going to worsen your indoor air quality. So try to, you know, not fry foods on a gas stove, you know, avoid burning candles, definitely avoid smoking indoors, anything that might exacerbate the already concerning levels of air pollution.
The sad reality is there are people in some parts of the world who face this kind of air quality every day. What do we know about long-term health impacts if people are exposed to this for a long time?
Right. So specifically what we're talking about right now is the smoke from wildfires. And so we're talking about these tiny particles that are able to travel within the lungs and they cause inflammation and oxidative stress within the lining of the lungs. And that's how they impact breathing and increase the strain on respiratory function. But some of these particles are small enough to also enter the bloodstream, and they can increase the risk of high blood pressure, heart attacks, and stroke. And so all of these have short-term effects, but also long-term effects. So when people are exposed, whether in the United States or elsewhere, to poor air quality for long periods of time, their risk of heart disease and strokes increases. They have an increased risk of reduced lung capacity over time just because of all the inflammation that happens in the lungs. This is especially a concern for babies and children. And so it's one of those things where there's immediate effects and then, you know, very significant long-term effects in terms of contributing to increased morbidity and mortality.
Given these particulates are so small, does it help to wear a mask outdoor?
It does. Wearing a National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health certified N95 mask is helpful in terms of diminishing the number of particles that you're breathing in. The only thing I ask is that if you have heart or lung disease, that you first confer with your physician to make sure that it's safe to wear a respirator mask like this.
Dr. Tummala, finally, just stepping back, we are seeing more wildfires in North America. What do we know about the role of climate change amplifying this? Is there a way to know empirically how much of a contributor climate change is?
Yeah, so climate change is contributing to hotter and drier conditions, which is intensifying wildfire seasons, and anything that we can do to mitigate heat trapping emissions to try to, you know, avoid these hotter and drier conditions and potentially avoid worsening wildfire seasons in the future is going to be helpful. And in fact, you know, some models have estimated that the amount of fine particulate matter from intensified wildfires are accounting for up to 25% of fine particulate matter in recent years across the United States, which shows just how much these intensified wildfire seasons, in part due to climate change, are contributing to worsening air quality that we're seeing in the United States.
Dr. Neelu Tumala is an ear, nose, and throat physician at the George Washington University. Doctor, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me, Scott.